Hey, welcome to Morning Minutes. This is season 4. My name is Lena Ibujamra and I'm your host. If you're new to Morning Minutes, welcome. We're excited to have you. If you've been here before, then you know how this works. Remember that you can subscribe to Morning Minutes and get the episodes in your inbox daily. We only post the episodes once a day, and then the next day we get a new one, so you don't have to be bogged down by past episodes, and we provide you the entire series at the end. If you know friends who might benefit from the study of the Word of God or who are just searching for God, send them the link. We'd love for you to do that. We are starting a series called Summer of Hope or Summer of Psalms. We're going to focus on hope. I love the Psalms. Man, there's 150 chapters, so I've picked out 40 of my favorite chapters. Instead of covering all 2,526 verses, we're just going to pick some of my favorites and go through this for the next 2 months. If you can tell, I'm excited and I talk even faster when I'm really excited. Today, we're going to spend time in Psalm 1. Before we do, just a sketch of the Psalms, 150 chapters divided into 5 books. I never knew that, but that's sort of the structure of that book. It is written by a number of people, primarily David, but all the way back from Moses to some of the writers who lived in the exile of the people of Israel out of Jerusalem into Babylon. The theme of Psalms is how to relate to God in a variety of circumstances. In fact, we're going to see the psalmist writing from grief, from joy, from rejoicing, from worship, all sorts of, from conviction at times. And so you're going to identify with the writers of the Psalms. We're going to see God's sovereign goodness to his people in order to instill in us the confidence that he can be trusted, that he is good. We're going to find out who he is and what his purposes for us are through this book. In chapter 1, I've called the episode today, The Secret to Happiness. In fact, the very first word of the Psalms is the word happy, blessed. Let me read the Psalm and then I'm going to give you 3 points to think about, which is how we're going to do every session. I think you know that if you've been with us before, and if not, just get your ears ready. I'll highlight those points after I read the passage of Scripture. So here we go. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. And its leaves does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. In Psalm 1, we see this contrast between the wicked and the righteous. And in it all, God has given us the secret to happiness. So here's point number 1. The secret to happiness, I know you're waiting for it, is holiness. Man, the secret to happiness is not getting what I want when I want. And no, that is not happy. Many of us have had those things that we've wanted in life given to us. And it takes us literally 2 minutes before we're like, man, I'm over that. I'm still not happy. And God reminds us in Psalms 1 that the secret to happiness is indeed holiness. Holiness is expressed through worship of God. That theme is going to come up in Psalms over and over again, individually and collectively. But holiness is experienced through the study of God's word. His delight, he says, is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. You want to be happy? You start modeling your life and meditating your mind on the word of God. You say, what else happens when you do that? Well, the secret to happiness isn't just holiness. That's the first bit of it. But the secret to happiness takes time to unfold. You might be listening to me like, man, I have made my life a focus on God's word, and I'm still going through difficult seasons. Hey, join the club. That's where we all live. That's where the psalmist lives. That is why right off the bat, God's like, listen, man, you trust what I'm telling you. You're going to bear fruit, but because it's going to happen in season. See, happiness grows as intimacy with God deepens. And I found, and what the scriptures tell us, is that how we experience a deepening intimacy with God is through trials. It's through difficulties. It's through situations that bring us into points of dependence so we can lean on God and say, God, it is not me or my ways is going to get me through the season, but it is you and your goodness. So happiness grows as your intimacy deepens with God. Intimacy with God grows as you walk and meditate on the word and you apply it into the season of your life that you're in. And so here in the Psalms, we see the writers are, we're going to get into more of the Psalms where there's emotion upon emotion. There's nothing that you're hiding from God, but you're bringing your heart to him and saying, God, I want a deeper walk with you. And here's what else God tells us in Psalms 1. It is that intimacy is a process that leads to a lifestyle. There's a process to it. You walk a certain way, you stand a certain way, and you sit. You know, you start by sort of hovering around. He's comparing, of course, here the righteous and the sinner. And there's sort of this edging around, walking, he says, in the counsel of the wicked. Or, by the way, the parallel to that is walking in the ways of God. Then you can stand in the way of sinners or stand in the presence of the Lord. And then you can sit in the seat of scoffers and, of course, sitting at the feet of the Lord and meditating on his word. So you see this process unfold. Are the processes in your life leading to a lifestyle of intimacy with God? So you want to be happy, A, holiness, B, it takes time to unfold, and thirdly, the secret to happiness eludes those who live without God and his word. See, here's a simple presentation. If you are walking a holy life according to God's word, you will find happiness in due season. And if you're not, man, you're wicked. And the end of it, you might not see it now, but the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Sin is missing the mark, and only God's spirit is the game changer that will bring conviction through God's word. Sin is missing the mark, and only God's spirit can change us. You say, what is conviction? It is simply the supernatural awareness that things need to change. So where are you in the spectrum? Are you living a life that is holy? Are you walking in the way of the Lord? Are you rooted in his word? And if so, you can trust the hope that we can hold is that we're going to bear fruit in its season. If you're not walking according to God's ways, you can turn your life to the Lord today. Let the Spirit of God convict you and give your life to him. Hey, I say this every episode. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know him, and I'll join you again tomorrow.